It's a strange vehicle recall situation looming for Volkswagen. Late last week, the EPA accused Volkswagen of purposefully installing software on diesel cars in the U.S. to avoid federal emissions regulations. This approach to emission standards makes it very difficult to tell what a car is putting into the atmosphere. And the EPA says Volkswagen's little electronic liar has been around since 2008 and has concealed emissions levels up to 40 times the federal limit. With more is Amy Harder, energy reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Amy Harder, how does a chip sort of fool the inspectors into thinking that the car is emitting something that it's not?
Well, the device is called a defeat device, and it's actually explicitly illegal under the Federal Clean Air Act. And the way it works is that it disables the emission pollution controls that are on the car already during normal driving conditions. And then during the testing phase, it makes it seem as if the pollution control systems work just fine. So it's sort of disabling what would otherwise be working normally in these cars.
So there's no possible explanation for this device other than a pernicious one. You would never have it, and it sort of goes bad. This is something explicitly designed to fool cars into displaying to inspectors that they're emitting fundamentally different chemicals.
Well, correct. And I think while Volkswagen and the Environmental Protection Agency have not said why the company did this, many experts who have been familiar with these devices over the years say that VW likely did this to improve fuel economy. And so the defeat device, by disabling the emission control system, can actually improve fuel economy at the expense of lower nitrogen oxide emissions. So you improve fuel economy and your nitrogen oxide emissions go up, according to EPA, about 40 times what the federal law allows.
What's a recall going to do in this case?
Well, that's an interesting question, and it's sort of a unique recall situation. Now, first of all, the EPA has not actually announced and required a recall yet. That's a process that will take up to a year, given how complicated and sort of unique this situation is. But when the recall is announced, it's going to be a tricky situation, and because it's not a safety recall, drivers and EPA has said that the cars are safe and also legal to drive, that some drivers who own these cars might be reluctant to turn their cars in, because if they turn them in and they'll be fixed somehow, according to what the EPA said, and their fuel economy will likely go up. So the motives for individual drivers to cooperate with the recall are pretty uncertain. So I think it's going to be a very difficult situation for Volkswagen when the recall begins.
And one of the fixes could be actually reducing the power of the vehicle, which owners might not want at all.
Right, exactly. So the power and the gusto of your car could be not quite as strong either. Now, if you've seen some of the latest advertisements from VW on some of these cars, that's how they market them. They market them as clean diesel that still has some zippiness to your engine. And so I think this really gets at the core of VW's diesel passenger cars, especially in the U.S., but perhaps also around the world.
Amy Harder is an energy reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Amy.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.